This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. I am Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. You can get me on Facebook. You can get me on SoundCloud. You can get me on Twitter at Shaq General. That's at Shaq General. Today I'm running interference for Kevin Jackson, the great Kevin Jackson, who is probably off somewhere, skipping around the world, triggering liberals just like the good guy he is. I'm serious. He's a good guy. We had a really great conversation the other day. We work on some of these audio bits together, you know, to bring you some laughs, some entertainment. Hopefully I'm not being too disgruntled today, if you know what I mean. And, you know, this intersectional feminism stuff really, really upsets me. Really, really pisses me off. You know, these intersectional feminists, they want to ban Father's Day. They want to ban Father's Day. I mean, to me, it's just another attempt for them to deconstruct Western civilization. I mean, our civilization is pretty much based, not pretty much, it's literally based on men and women having sex with each other. I'm sorry, but let's say that every single person in the world decided to be homosexual or just decided to not procreate. It would be the end of humanity. It would be the end of human civilization. Now, Father's Day, you know what? I don't really care. It's a Hallmark holiday. I lost my father when I was 19. I mean, when I was 19. I lost my father when I was 6 years old. AIDS. Back in 1988. You can triangulate my age from that if you need to. But back in 1988, I was 6 years old. My father died from AIDS, and I grew up without a father, and every Father's Day was a little bit tough for me, it was a little bit rough for me, but you know what, I still acknowledged it, even though it was a Hallmark holiday, even though I think about my dad every single day, and intersectional feminists want to take that away. You know, I miss my dad, I really do, I really, really miss my dad, you know, I didn't know him enough to miss him like, you know, you would miss someone that you really, really know. But, like, you know, I felt a void I felt a void throughout my whole entire life having grown up without him. And feminists want to take away Father's Day. There's this one tweet that's going around that says, hashtag Father's Day. It's so offensive to same-sex parents and single mothers. Stop the patriarchy. Ban Father's Day. See, what really bugs these intersectional feminists is that they're completely devoid of joy. They've got no joy in their lives. And what do people who are totally joyless do? They need to, misery loves company. They need to make sure that you don't feel any joy either. Anything that brings you joy, anything that makes you happy, they want to take it away. You have a great relationship with your father. You spend one day a year, you know, you think about your father, you appreciate your father every single day of the year, but one day a year, you make sure to get together. It's a Hallmark holiday. So what? It's fun. So what? Who cares? Have some joy. I'm not going to spoil the good news about Santa Claus, but I'm Jewish. But guess what? Christmas is fun. Christmas is fun. I'm not going to be one of those Jews who goes around like, oh, I celebrate Hanukkah. I celebrate Hanukkah. I don't believe in Jesus. I can't have any fun during Christmas. No, I'm not going to be that guy. I don't feel like being that guy. But intersectional feminists, that's what they do. They want to take all the joy out of your life. Now, to be honest, that girl, whoever it was that made that tweet, that made that nasty comment about fathers, I mean, look, of course, there's the whole underlying aspect of, you know, leftists want to deconstruct the family. They want families to break up. They love divorce. You know, if you experience a year of unhappiness or a few months of unhappiness in your marriage, then, you know, like the best solution is just to give it up and go and do it. You know, start again. They want to deconstruct the family. They want to end Father's Day.
Oh, they don't want to end Mother's Day, though, right?
Oh, that's just one subject. We don't go there. We don't talk about ending Mother's Day. But Father's Day? Yeah, who needs it? And they want to ban Father's Day? Ban it. No, I'm not only am I not going to celebrate it, but you're not allowed to celebrate it either. Because it's offensive. Because masculinity is offensive.
I'm sorry. This just gets me so worked up. Because these people literally want to tell you what to do. They want equality for all, as long as they're the ones telling you what constitutes equality. Telling you what holidays to celebrate. Telling you what jokes to tell. Telling you what's funny. Telling you who's a victim. Telling you who's not a victim. Telling you who gets a free pass. Telling you who gets to be racist and who doesn't get to be racist. It's just insidious. It's bad stuff. It's evil stuff. And I feel bad for this chick. I do. I feel bad for her. She was probably a normal kid at one point. Probably smart, eager to take on the world, eager to do good in the world. And then went to one of these strange feminist gender studies class and became and turned into a nincompoop in the end. Just turned into short-circuited in the brain. That's really what it is. Short circuits everywhere and feedback loops everywhere. I know they're sort of antithesis of each other, but yes, that's exactly what it is. It's short circuits in the brain. They went to college and lost the ability to think. Now, did they get their money's worth? Look, if you're going to college and you come out needing a safe room, I'm venturing to say they didn't do it right. They didn't educate you well. Now, if you're one of these intersectional feminists, I'm venturing to say that you came out of college worse than when you went in. Less capable of dealing with life. Less capable of dealing with issues. Less capable of dealing with adversity. Less capable of dealing with people. Because rest assured, you go out into the real world and you start telling your boss, excuse me, that was a microaggression. I'm calling my HR rep. Well, I mean, these days, that might actually fly. It's almost impossible to fire someone now. But I mean, in a normal universe, you start telling your boss about microaggressions, they'll laugh right in your face. They'll laugh you out of the room. They'll laugh you out of a job.
No, but that's sexual harassment, and you're just discriminating against me because I'm a minority and I'm a subjugated, marginalized group.
No, actually, you were late 10 times, you didn't do your job right, and you suck at your job. How about that? How do you like them apples?
Well, it's discrimination. You can't say lazy, because that means black. You're referring to black people when you say lazy.
And people pay for this. This is the most astounding part. This is the most baffling part to me. People pay. People go into crushing debt to be worse off in life. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. I am, of course, Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in Northern Florida. Intersectional feminism, to be exact. The reason this is important is because, you know, we talk a lot about first wave feminism, you know, the suffragettes, you know, the women having the right to vote. Of course they should have the right to vote, right? Of course. Of course women should have equal rights. Of course women should be protected under the law from anyone. Their husbands, their employers, they should be protected. People should be protected. Everyone should have equal rights. But one of the things that intersectional feminism has done, the modern third wave, or I would even call this fourth wave, because it's really, really, really extreme, what intersectionality seeks to sort of create is a world where the first and second waves of feminism are co-opted into this sort of grand intersectionality scheme that sort of usurps and appropriates all the other different forms of feminism. So if I say to you, well, actually, no, you know, I don't think, you know, that cis white men are the scum of the earth, they'll respond to you with, so what, you don't think women have the right to vote? What, you don't think women should have equal rights? It's one of these ridiculous rhetorical games which I refuse to play.
I refuse to play it. This is why this whole business about Columbusing sort of struck me. Because think about what they're saying. Columbusing is basically an internet slang. It's a term used to describe the act of white people appropriating non-white culture for themselves without recognizing its true origins. Columbusing is an internet slang term used to describe white people appropriating non-white culture for themselves without recognizing its true origins. Of course, it's named after the explorer Christopher Columbus, who was credited with discovering the Americas, while it had already been inhabited by indigenous peoples, Native Americans, or Indians, I guess you might call them. Whatever you want, really. You see, leftists intend for this to be a pejorative. Columbusing, you're appropriating, you're taking credit where it's not due. Not only are you taking credit where it's not due, but you're engaging in oppression. You know, of course, Columbus, you know, didn't, you know, the legend has it that the Columbus didn't really treat the indigenous peoples, the indigenous people very well. Of course, he's attributed with having committed genocide. So when someone says you're Columbusing, that means it's like a not so subtle allusion to genocide, oppression. Now, what is Columbusing? What do you have to do to be considered someone who is a Columbuser, I guess you would say? I mean, I didn't realize that you could turn someone's name into a verb, but the left has their funny ways of doing things. And, you know, look, at this point, we just sort of have to play ball and try to fight their bad ideas with better ideas. So we're going to try and dissect this just for a moment. Now, I know I don't have to say, I'm not excusing the poor treatment of anyone. I'm not excusing the poor treatment of Native Americans. I'm not saying that the history of the Americas has not been littered with atrocities on everyone's side. You know, it's not like the tribes of America were totally innocent either. I mean, they were fighting each other long before we got here. But let's just give them the benefit of the doubt here. That Columbus was a genocidal maniac who just happened to have landed in the wrong place. You know, liberals have, I'm just going to digress for a minute, because liberals have a tendency of saying that conservatives are both evil genius masterminds, but also these dumb nincompoops who have no idea what's going on, you know, dumb rednecks who really are uneducated and don't know anything. But then again, we're the evil masterminds who know everything and want to destroy everything. We know how, we have an evil plan. And we can exist in both of those personalities simultaneously. Anyway, I'm not excusing the treatment of any of the Native Americans. I think that our past has been littered with atrocities. But these examples of Columbusing are just absolutely ridiculous. For example, rock and roll. That's Columbusing. From Jezebel Magazine. Rock and roll. The fact that Elvis Presley is considered the king of rock and roll tells you just about everything you need to know. Elvis was cool and all, but he was basically a pretty white boy who learned how to move his hips and jack the style of black artists with exceptional flair. To be fair, Elvis himself did admit to being heavily influenced by black singers, but many, many others did not get that memo. Wow, can you sense the envy? All right. King of rock and roll, look, I'm not really a huge fan of Elvis, but whatever. He's the king of rock and roll. That's his name. Like Bono or Madonna. That's his nickname. But no, intersectional feminists want to liken this to genocide, to oppression, to real oppression. They go on to criticize Pier 1 Imports. Because the website says, Pier 1 Imports started as a single store in San Mateo, California in 1962. Our first customers were post-World War II baby boomers looking for beanbag chairs, love beads, and incense. This is what intersectional feminists use
to basically say that Pier 1 Imports is Columbusing all of the cultures from all the places where they import their goods. This is just absolutely absurd. Other things like using the yin-yang, Chinese lettering, tribal tattoos, hummus, kombucha, yoga, the little bindis on the forehead, quinoa, all that stuff. Twerking, Miley Cyrus apparently, Columbus twerking from some black girl who did it in a music video like 100 years ago. This is how petty they are. This is how petty and so devoid of joy these intersectional feminists are. Here you have this raging leftist, Miley Cyrus. She's a total ally. She went on Facebook and YouTube and said, if Trump wins, I'm going to move out of the country. And it's going to be awful. It's going to be terrible. Of course, no one thought Trump would win. No one thought we would experience the miracle that we actually did. But it doesn't matter. Miley Cyrus is a raging leftist and an ally to all this whole, you know, her whole style has sort of taken on a different sort of feminist-y sort of vibe since this whole intersectional feminism has sort of taken hold in society. And they're hanging her out to dry because she appropriated twerking. Twerking, people. Listen to me. I'm talking about twerking. We're talking about female gyrations. This is just... I just have... Look, first of all, a few things. Who cares? Of all the things to get upset about. I'm not just talking about the twerking thing. I'm talking about the whole thing. The whole Columbusing thing. Pier 1 Imports. Who cares? Of all the things to get upset about, cultural appropriation should be very low on the list. We're going to talk about that a little bit more in the next segment, and we'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by? Making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Greetings and salutations. We are back. We were just talking about Columbusing. Leftists. Oh my God. Leftists are always going to left. They are so funny. They can change the language and change the meaning of words just at a whim. Just with the snap of the fingers. Columbus? It's now a verb. You can actually Columbus someone or something. Columbusing. It's an internet slang term used to describe the act of white people appropriating non-white culture for themselves without recognizing its true origins. And it is a major offense to people on the left, to intersectional feminists particularly. It's a major offense to them. It's no small potatoes. I mean, seriously, what these intersectional feminists want you to believe is that by you getting, like, a Chinese letter tattooed on your body, that that is somehow an oppressive act, reminiscent of Columbus committing genocide on Native Americans. A Chinese letter? Look, I think those are lame. I think they're so stupid. I'm sorry, I just don't get it. Like, unless you speak Chinese, I don't know why you would get it, a Chinese letter tattooed on your body. Just doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. But it's not an oppressive act. I mean, it's stupid, but it's not an oppressive act. I'm not going to send you to jail for it. I'm not going to, like, you know, accuse you of racism for it. That doesn't make any sense. But, I mean, if anything, by their own metric of, you know, they cry for diversity and tolerance and all this stuff. But then the moment you go and you go experience the other culture and try to take on some of the aspects of the other culture and experience the other culture, they accuse you of cultural appropriation, of Columbusing. Now, what do they want you to do? They want you to sign some sort of release? I acknowledge that this product doesn't have white origins. Sign here. Which is it? Do you want white people to accept other cultures or not? I mean, the fact that you leftists invoke Christopher Columbus and genocide when talking about white girls who twerk, it's beyond absurd. As if Miley Cyrus oppresses all non-white people in a genocidal fashion. Every time she twerks. Joke's on you, feminists. She's a flaming leftist. She is a flaming leftist. She is an ally. And guess what? You know what you do? You can't even see a good thing when it's sitting in front of you. Bad thing to me should be a great thing to you. A person like Miley Cyrus might help your cause a little bit of dismantling Western society. She'd probably help you with that. But far be it from me to give my enemy advice when they're screwing up and doing stupid things. White rappers, that's another thing. That's Columbusing. White guys who rap is Columbusing. It's kind of offensive on a few levels. I mean, it cheapens the atrocity of genocide, first of all. Like the word racism. The word racism has become so cheap. It's like it's meaningless. No one, you sling it at someone and no one cares. It's become meaningless. I mean, the people who still use it, they haven't gotten the memo, but we don't care anymore when you call us racists, because it means nothing coming from you. Calling Elvis Presley the king of rock and roll is reminiscent of genocide. I mean, it's laughable. Not only that, it's historically inaccurate. Presumably, they're upset because rock and roll, along with Elvis's dance moves, were basically outright, you know, they were outgrowths of jazz music, which is largely attributed to African-American ragtime culture in the late 1800s. Ergo, calling Elvis the king of rock and roll is genocide because blacks played ragtime and jazz, which led to a white guy playing rock and roll. I mean, it just sounds so petty and ridiculous. Can you imagine these black guys going like, oh my God, Eminem? I mean, I probably wouldn't talk about it. They'd probably talk about, like, y'all, Eminem, y'all. He's a effing chump. Man, he don't know about no struggle. Besides, man, that music is for us. Sounds absurd, right? No, this kind of thought is coming very close to the mainstream. So, just to jump the gun a little bit, I'm going to play another little thought experiment with you folks. I know, I sort of try to mess with your minds a little bit, but let's just take this one experiment. Let's take the idea of Elvis Presley being the king of rock and roll. Let's just take this one example. You know, there's kombucha, there's yoga, there's all sorts of stuff. But let's just take this one example. Elvis Presley was dubbed the king of rock and roll. Now, that is Columbusing because the king of rock and roll was not actually the king of rock and roll. Because the king of rock and roll was some ragtime or jazz player, some ragtime or jazz dancer who predated him, who predated Elvis. And Elvis was just a privileged, pretty white boy who just fell into his fame and stardom. Let's just give them that for a moment. Okay. All right. I'll play along. I'll play along for a few minutes. Lefties, feminists, intersectional feminists. But I don't think you're going to like it. The instruments in a ragtime band, you know, the band, you know, the kind of music that led to Elvis Presley. The instruments in that band are the piano, banjo, brass, and woodwind instruments like tuba, trumpet, clarinet, trombone, etc. The piano was invented by Bartolomeo Cristofori, a white man, in the early 1700s, long before ragtime. Could it be that the ragtime blacks that led to Elvis Presley were simply Columbusing off of this Italian guy in the 1700s? Is that possible? The personality of a ragtime band comes from its brass section. Oh, wait a minute. In 1814, Heinrich Stölzel created the first piston-valved musical instrument, which led to what we know of today as the brass ensemble. Again, a white guy. Could it be that those ragtime players were Columbusing off of a white guy? Could it be? The clarinet often plays the melody in a ragtime tune. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Johann Christoph Denner, in the late 1600s, created the clarinet. White guy. Does that mean that any black guy who created this type of music that led to rock and roll, that led to Elvis Presley becoming the king of rock and roll, which is so offensive that we have to compare it to someone who is genocidal, Is that a proper comparison? Are you sure you want to go down this rabbit hole? Let's go down even further. Ragtime was admired by whites to the point that sheet music was made out of it. You'd think these virulent white supremacists would have done everything in their power to squash black culture. No, they did the exact opposite. During slavery, blacks were kept from reading and writing, becoming literate. That is oppression. No, whites transcribed ragtime music into sheet music, and from there it evolved into jazz, rock and roll, hip-hop, etc. Modern sheet music was developed by Guido de Arroso, a white man. Could it be? Let's go back even further, since leftists are so concerned with who discovered what. Pythagoras, 500 BC, Euclid, 300 BC, Fibonacci, 1000 CE, all white guys, discovered the mathematical relationships between frequencies that led to what we know of as modern music. So maybe anyone who participates in the modern music industry is Columbusing for people who were born over 1,000 years ago, over 2,000 years ago. But yeah, lefties are going to left. You know, what can you do? What can you do? Intersectional feminism is a terrible idea. It's an awful idea, and it's easy to debunk. And you know what? Unlike the left, I don't think it's okay to go out and riot in the streets. What I'm going to do is sit here and talk to you people and try to help you understand that their bad ideas can be defeated with better ideas, good ideas. But let's take it a step further. I mean, since we've already kind of come down this rabbit hole. I mean, it's clear it's not a two-way street. I mean, try to ask every minority to sign a release for every invention that they use that was created by a white man. Oh, no, we don't go there either. We don't go there. That's just one subject that we don't touch, right? The fact that practically everything that enables all these intersectional folks to spew their anti-white male hate was created by a white man. Think about that for a minute.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been, and my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY, or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and I am your host, Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida. Oh, I shouldn't give that information away. But yeah, I'm here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. And I just got the memo. Our fearless leader, Kevin Jackson, is taking the day off today because it's his birthday. Now, I don't know exactly how old he is. The guy looks pretty young to me, but I want to take this time. I just wanted to take a second out just to wish him a happy birthday. Kevin, you're a great guy. Wish you a happy birthday, man. Nothing the left hates more than a successful black man, so this year, do it up, man. All right, let's get back to work. So by now, I'm sure you've heard about the Shakespeare in the Park, the version, the rendition of Julius Caesar, which basically takes place in modern-day America with Donald Trump as Julius Caesar. And, of course, Julius Caesar gets assassinated. But in this version of the play, Julius Caesar gets assassinated by Black Lives Matter. When I say Julius Caesar, I mean basically a mock version of Donald Trump. The guy's wife, Julius Caesar's wife, looks just like Melania Trump. It's a very, very not so subtle mock assassination of the President of the United States at the taxpayer's expense. Now, if you heard of that, you probably heard of someone else, another person's name, by the name of Laura Loomer. She has become an overnight sensation because she basically went in there and gave the left a little taste, a little droplet of the medicine that they try to shove down our throats by the gallon. And the reaction was really, really telling, if you ask me. You see, most of the time when someone interrupts a movie or a play, you know, they call security. Security escorts them out. It doesn't usually lead to an arrest. So when a leftist threatens the deplorable, or they start to riot in the street when Ann Coulter shows up to town, or Ben Shapiro or Milo Yiannopoulos, you know, people like Stephanie Rollins Blake of Baltimore, they want to give Black Lives Matter and all these Antifa groups, they want to give them room to destroy. The mayor of Berkeley, California, is totally sympathetic to the Black Lives Matter Antifa cause. The police are given orders to stand down. But when this cute little lady shows up to a Shakespeare in the Park play, stands up on stage, and makes a statement about what really resembles a satanic ritual, killing of the president, she gets arrested right away. Arrested. Let's hear some audio from that day, because what Laura Loomer did has sparked a lot of controversy, even among people on the right. See, a lot of folks say, you know, they say, oh, yeah, we're giving them a taste of their own medicine. We need to do that kind of stuff. A lot of other people are saying, well, we shouldn't stoop to their level. What does it really mean to stoop to the level of a radical leftist? You can't stoop to their level. There's no depth to which they won't go in order to achieve their ends. There's no depth. So how can you stoop to their level? Personally, I'm just going to let you in on this right away before I play the audio for you, because it's my show, I get to do that. I'm actually okay with what she did. A lot of folks aren't okay. They say, oh, we shouldn't stoop to their level. We shouldn't act like them. We shouldn't act like leftists. I don't think she did. I don't think she did act like a leftist. I think what she did was actually pretty darn brave. I thought what she did was pretty darn courageous. As far as stooping down to their level, well, I didn't see her rioting in the street. I didn't see her hurting anyone. I didn't see her breaking public property. I didn't see her breaking private property. She didn't use any weapons. She stood up on stage and opened her mouth and started speaking. Was it at an inopportune time? Of course. That was the whole point. But let's not pretend like she stooped down to the level of the leftists who go around rioting in the streets, calling for the death of the president. Look, I was very dissatisfied with the performance of Barack Obama for many, many years, practically the whole time. Never did I once think it was okay to call for his assassination. Think about that for a minute. The left is a little bit too fast and loose with words like that. Ooh, kill President Trump. Not cool. Not cool. I suppose they think that if enough of them do it, they'll sort of overwhelm our sensibilities. You know, we can't prosecute everyone. We have to determine what's a real threat and what's not. But that's what the left does. They show up in hordes. Laura Loomer showed up with one person who was videotaping her. She got up on the stage by herself. That's courageous. It's these Antifa, Black Lives Matter, who show up in hordes. You listen to the audio for yourself. The video is available on YouTube. We're going to put a link to that in the show notes below. So if you want to actually go watch what happened, you'll see for yourself. She clearly did not stoop down to the level of the leftists.
Liberty. Freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pause. We're going to pause. Security.
Do you notice how fast they called security? We're going to pause. We're going to pause. It was almost like they expected this stuff to happen. I mean, come on. The left doesn't like Shakespeare. He was a white guy. He was a cis white man. They don't like Shakespeare. They think that Shakespeare doesn't need to be taught in schools anymore. Oh, but this particular production of Julius Caesar, now that's something they can get behind. A production that basically ends with the assassination of Donald Trump? Yeah, now they like Shakespeare. Now they're all right with cis white men.
Security, please.
Where Laura Loomer got arrested. Isn't it funny how leftists all of a sudden love law enforcement when they're being used to bludgeon the free speech of people who are trying to stand up against the acceptance of political violence? If this were a left-wing riot and the police showed up to start arresting, I mean, we're talking a riot. We're not just talking about people just standing up and chanting. We're talking about left-wing hordes that come in and for the sole purpose of causing disruption and riots. And when they get arrested and when people start arresting them, they say, oh, free speech. It's my free speech. We need to give them room to destroy. And don't think for a second that this kind of violent rhetoric isn't going mainstream.
Kevin Jackson, suicide hotline for liberals. How may I help you?
I'm going to end it now. I'm in my bathtub, holding a toaster. I wanted to be a part of the Black Lives Matter resistance to fight the fascism of Donald Trump. But when I was setting a cop car on fire, that fascist cop pepper sprayed me.
Oh my God, that sounds awful.
No, that's not the worst part. The pepper spray hurt so much that I screamed out for my mommy. And someone put it on YouTube and it went viral. Now I'm that guy that screamed out for his mommy. Everybody's making fun of me. And everybody hates me. Nobody likes me. I'm gonna kill myself. I'm gonna do it now.
I want you to listen to me very carefully. Don't do this, all right? You don't have to do it like this. There is a better way. Here's what I want you to do. Carefully put down the toaster. Get out of the bathtub. Dry off. Okay, take a deep breath. And once you've calmed down completely, drive to the Empire State Building, light your own car on fire, climb up to the top, and do a belly flop into your burning car, you pansy-ass snowflake. Nothing screams moral commitment like doing a belly flop into a burning car, you phony. A toaster oven in the bathtub? Could you get any more cliche?
What kind of suicide hotline is this?
Honestly, you know what? I mean, I know we're talking about intersectional feminism a lot today, but I do believe that a lot of this Shakespeare in the Park nonsense, the mock assassination of Donald Trump, the satanic almost assassination of Donald Trump during the play of Julius Caesar, Shakespeare in the Park. You know, I do believe that intersectional feminism has something to do with this. I mean, you demonize a cis white guy enough, you're going to start seeing these people like Kathy Griffin. You're going to see Shakespeare in the Park. You're going to see Scalise getting shot. These violent delights have violent ends. We'll be right back.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.